Now we pass into the revitalizing breath. Now the revitalizing breath is the key breath of all breaths in non-action, in non-motion. Now this breath is breathed standing. The feet are flat on the floor. The toes are not bent or curled under. The ankles and calves are gently tensed. The knees are snapped back. The thighs are tensed. The buttocks are locked and pulled down under. The spine is erect. The shoulders dropped. Freedom in the neck. Now the hands and arms are tensed at the sides to the same degree as are the legs and the feet, controlled by the buttocks. The fingers are touching, the thumbs are well out. You should try to engender a feeling of power throughout the body, but no strain. Well, we begin this breath, as all the breaths, in a deeply reverential attitude of mind. We exhale forcefully through the teeth, through the mouth. We inhale through the nostrils, beginning to breathe deep down, filling the lower part of the lungs, then the middle part, then the upper part. And then we lock the breath within ourselves with a big sniff inward, swallowing, if possible. That is a lock that makes it easier to retain the breath. So we lock the breath with a big sniff inward, and we hold it. Now, at the command, we then exhale vigorously through the teeth, keeping the tension throughout the body. We inhale gently, then we relax entirely, coming right down as we listen to the voice of Dingley May in the affirmation that follows this breath. Now, therefore, my beloved, as we stand, let us see where we're going. Stand, go to the place, turn to the left. We stand, we turn to the left. Now, erect, instantaneously. Feet, the toes are flat. Good. Now we come up. The ankles, chins, calves, knees snapped back. The buttocks tight. Now the body pulled up to its full stature. Don't look at me. If you do, you have to turn your head a little. The shoulders have dropped. Freedom in the neck. The arms and the hands tensed to the same degree as are the legs and the feet. Splendid. Now, first the thought. Now, as if you're going deliberately to a switch that you're pulling within your own complete universe, your own body, so that we imagine that we feel that every cell in the body is a lamp, a light, a torch, and it is instantaneously illumined. First the thought. I thank thee, Lord, for the breath of my life. Now, all together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Splendid. Keep it going. Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. I am the master of my body. I pull on the feet, I pull on the fingers, I pull on the buttocks. I am the master. Now, no dropping of the head, no dropping of the chest. Watch the buttocks. We get ready. All together we exhale. And now we're rewarded. We relax entirely, coming right down. As I think of as I feel for the inner meaning, the hidden meaning of these sublimely simple words. I am whole. Whole. Nothing is lacking. Nothing can be added. I am whole. I am perfect. I am strong. I am powerful. Powerful. Full of power. Every cell in my body is a complete power plant working for me. I am loving. I am that I now feel. I am loving. I am that the universe is made of, moving. I am loving. I am harmonious. In harmony, balance, poise, equilibrium. I am in harmony with the laws of this universe. I am rich, rich. I feel that I am in the very center of the center of the center of the center of the riches of life itself. I am rich. I am young. And now, as if innumerable streams of living light are coursing downward in the body, I am happy. I look happy. I feel happy. I am happy. And so, feeling happy upward, imagining that I'm looking upward to the top of my head, giving thanks, the overflowing. Slowly, I take a little breath and a long, deep, sweeping, sweeping sigh. And now I lock it up. I make it my own. I stand triumphant. As I take another little breath and a quick sigh, and I sit down quietly. My beloved, very good indeed. Very good indeed. It's such a beautiful feeling that we're all together, isn't it? And I don't speak, oh, forbid. I don't speak critically at all. But I know what it is. When the intellect is active, it is almost impossible. Now, this you may not agree with. But when the intellect is active, it is almost impossible for the spirit to flow, for the light to shine. There must be complete rhythm and peacefulness. We've all read a lot. We've all read a lot of philosophy. You get the idea in Hermetic philosophy. You get the idea in almost any of the yogas. You have it in the beautiful poetic expression in Zoroastrianism and so on and so on. But my beloved, the only place that we can find it is within ourselves. We can think about it. We can read about it. We become very pleasant because we know much about it within ourselves intellectually. But oh, when we truly seek after it, and gradually we get a little glimmer of light, something that we've never experienced before, then it matters not whether we be a lawyer An architect, a doctor, a tailor, a tinker, a sailor, doesn't matter. Everything then is reduced to the one eternal maximum of peace. Be ye perfect, even as the Father, which is within you, in heaven, it's the only heaven that you know, be ye perfect, so that it's so wonderful to be a teacher and you initiate preceptors when you come to the point. You'll be able to stand and your heart will be free. You will have Roman Catholics, you will have Christian scientists, you will have people in all sorts of philosophies and religions around you. But your heart will be free because you will together all be learning that you are the thing. The man who was seeking didn't find his fortune until he came home to his acre of diamonds. And that is as it is. I've found in my experience that God is simple. God is orderly. God never speaks but what the creation comes. The wind blows, it brings its effect. The grain of wheat multiplies. And oh, I plead with you, forgive me for being so simple. My beloved, we're doing wonderfully well. My arms are about you. My joy is very great because of you. And now we will pass into the inspirational breath, the third of the eight key breaths, the inspirational breath. Now, again, bring out your camera. We're in the workshop. Now, this breath is also breathed standing. The posture is exactly the same as in the revitalizing breath. We exhale forcefully through the mouth. We inhale. We slowly raise our arms, and the movement of the arms corresponds to the incoming of the breath. The arms are tensed, held straight from the shoulders to the fingertips, and kept in this position, throughout the upward movement. Now, when the inhalation is complete, the arms must be above the head, the right thumb under the left thumb, the two forefingers touching, the backs of the hands together. The body is pulled up to its full stature. We lock the breath in the body with that big sniff. Now, then at the command, 45 degrees down, we exhale a little as we bring the arms down one quarter of the way. Then again, down. We then exhale a little more as we bring the arms down halfway. Then down. We again exhale a little more as we bring the arms down three-quarters of the way. And then finally, down. We bring the arms to the sides, exhaling completely, retaining the tension. We then inhale gently, and then we relax completely, coming right down. Now, my beloved, let us see what we can do. And I'm sure we shall succeed. Therefore, feel that within you will cause what seems to be you to do the work. Watch where you're going. Remember the arm movement. You want a little more room. So we stand, we turn to the left. Come well out to the center, some of you. Now, erect. Now, my beloved, you have to look at me and I have to look at you. Now, therefore, I have to look at you in this breath. Therefore, look happy. Now, close your eyes. And feel that there's a sort of a blush all over the body. That you're impelled to feel happy. You're not thinking. You're not serious. In the mind, you're just grateful. You feel happy. And then it has to come out through you. The smile of bliss. Now, heels touching, feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees snapped back, now the buttocks, pulled downward, not definitely outward to the back. Now the body pulled up to its full stature, beautiful. Oh, some of you men and women, right up. Now stretch the belly. If you want to, stretch over the liver, stretch over the spleen. Lock the buttocks. The shoulders are dropped, the head erect, freedom in the neck, no pressure anywhere. Now the arms and the hands, tensed to the same degree as are the legs and the feet. And remember that when you bring your arms up, you do not cause them to be twisted in any way whatever. Wonderful. First, the thought. I thank thee, Lord, for the breath of my life. He breathed. Now, all together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. Those beautiful arms. Not too fast. Splendid. Life. 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 Splendid. Now the right thumb under the left thumb, the two forefingers touching, the backs of the hands together. Hold it. Now we come down 45 degrees. Down. 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 And now we relax entirely. Coming right down. Relaxing the whole body. I thank thee, Lord, for my body. My body, the transcendentally beautiful, the infinitely intricate, but the most gloriously accurate instrument in this universe. My body, the temple of the living God, the temple of the God that lives within me, that is alive within me. I stand in reverence. I stand in adoration. I stand in veneration before the wisdom pent up in the very substance of my body. And I pledge myself, I vow, that from this moment henceforward, nothing that I shall eat or drink, nothing that I shall do or say or think, shall injure or abuse this temple of the living God, my body. And so, now the magic, feeling happy upward. Feeling happy upward. Imagining that great golden, golden shower of light going out in all directions. Slowly and a long, deep, sweeping, sweeping sigh. And now I lock it up. I make it my own. As I take another little breath and a quick sigh, and I sit down quietly. Well, my beloved, that was not altogether what one might expect, but still, it was like the curate's egg. It was good in parts. Heels touching. Remember the little things. The little things make up life. What would life be without the little kindnesses? You're in love, you pour hair, you do this and that, and so on. The little things. Remember always the little, little things. Big things always look after themselves. Now, some of you were a bit lazy.
You know, that breath. You filled those buttocks. Oh, the occult. Meaning and power of what are called the buttocks, of what is called the physical body. Ooh, lock them, and then when you come down, every muscle of the body beautifully coordinated. But that will come with practice. Good, better, best. Let us never rest until our good is better and our better best. You've all heard.